Senate Bill 14 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 14, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. Senate Bill 14 is one of those bills that I think has received the most attention from the public during the course of this legislative session. And it has received that attention because it touches upon a very sensitive subject, and that is our Human Services Center in Yankton, South Dakota. It's sensitive because the people who are at the Human Services Center are among some of our most vulnerable citizens in this state. And they require a great deal of sensitivity in anything that we do that may affect their lives. It's also true that this legislation and this issue has been caught up in the personalities of some of those who have been involved with this issue. And that's a very unfortunate thing, because I think it has helped to cloud what is really at stake here and what is really important here and what are really our responsibilities here. And I think there are two issues that we need to face and that Senate Bill 14 attempts to answer. That first issue is, does the current state law artificially restrict our ability to find a good, an able, and qualified administrator for the Human Services Center? I think that if we look at that issue objectively, we would have to answer that question with a yes, that it does, and that the law, therefore, must be changed to allow us more flexibility as a state to find an administrator who is qualified and able to be able to administer that facility. That leads us to the second question. And that question is, what should those qualifications be? And that, I think, is the crux of the issue that is before us today. There will be an amendment proposed by Representative Hunhoff that I think speaks directly to that issue and answers that question. I will not go into that amendment at this time, reserving that to Representative Hunhoff. But I want to spend a minute with the body and just report that that amendment comes from a very long and intense series of discussions with the administration, with the department and the secretary of the department, myself and Representative Hunhoff. I think those have been very fruitful discussions. I think they've been to the point, and I think they answer the question which we must respond to, and that is to what are the qualifications necessary to find the candidate to fill this position. I would simply close by saying that I would hope that you will listen closely to Representative Hunhoff, that you will support her amendment, and then we can go on and pass this bill and put this issue to rest. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Further remarks, Representative Hunhoff.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I have an amendment, and it's 14FH at the desk.
You move that at this time?
Yes, I do.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I am asking for your support for Senate Bill 14 and this amendment. I'm asking you to support it for the families, the patients, and the citizens of South Dakota to assure them that the mental health services at the Human Service Center are there for them to serve them. This is the only state hospital that we have for the treatment of mental illness, and we need to make sure that it is administered by an individual with qualifications that include a degree in health care, business or public administration, human services, and also a time-specified experience in mental health. Treatment of physical medicine involves an assessment, a diagnosis, and a treatment of the individual, and resolvement of the problem and or modification of a lifestyle. When we talk about treatment for mental illness, that also is an assessment and a diagnosis. But more times, the treatment involves not just the patient, the family, the immediate or extended family, the employer, and the community. Mental illness has had a stigma attached to it over the years of learning and understanding about mental illness. We have raised the awareness and we have advocated for the incorporation and the perception of this illness as the same as the recognition of a physical illness. The role of the administrator of HSC is that of an advocate for patients and families, knowledgeable of disease dynamics and treatment regimes that change continuously, as well as familiarity with the regulations, both state and federal, that impact mental illness services. That person also serves as a liaison to the whole state in respect to the concerns that develop from patients at that center. Depending on who you are talking with for a comparison, please consider the following. If we look at hospitals in the state of South Dakota that have over 100 beds, all will have administrators that have degrees relevant to healthcare and experience in the administrative level. If we look at facilities that employ over 300 employees, they will all have degrees relevant to healthcare and experiences in administration. Based on this comparison, I ask you, should not the Human Service Center also meet the same requirements relevant to mental health experience? Please consider the health services. These are located in our communities. We need to consider what they have for criteria in those mental health centers and utilize that same criteria. I ask you today, after considerable discussion with the department secretary, all parties involved, that this amendment attends to address the inequities that are in the bill currently. The bill states has a degree. That degree could be any degree. It could be a 2-year degree, it could be a 4-year degree. This bill attempts to identify that it's either a bachelor's or a master's degree. And secondly, in the bill, it talks about experience. It does not define. It leaves it very broad and open. I would ask that you look at considering 3 years of experience in administration with at least 1 year in mental health setting, or two, the master's degree with experience in administration with 1 year in mental health setting. I believe that this amendment addresses the concerns that are there for degree as well as specific time frame for experience in administration and mental health. I ask for your support on this amendment and then to pass the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Van Etten.
Mr. Speaker, I have a substitute motion at the desk, 14JB.
And that's been distributed?
Yes, it has.
You moved it. There's second. Comments on your substitute motion to amend?
Can I speak to the amendment and the motion? And
yes, sir.
The original bill?
Yes, sir.
Do I read the amendment? It says, have a degree in public or health services administration and 2 years of progressively responsible experience in a mental health clinic or a mental health hospital. I would submit to you that this is a very significant position in the state of South Dakota. This hospital has 300 beds. Its capacity is actually 320, currently 299 are occupied. The yearly budget for fiscal 2002 was $31,101,634. In fiscal 2001, 15 patients were sentenced to this hospital for treatment by a judge. In 2002, 6 patients were sentenced for treatment by a judge. I would submit to you that the current law is ancient and is not really what we want as far as an administrator of this facility is concerned. I think that we need someone in 2002 who has a degree in administration. This is a significant budgetary situation when we're talking about $31 million. I would compare this hospital to, for instance, Rapid City Regional Hospital, which has 400 beds. We have a $330 million budget, 10 times that of the Human Services Hospital. However, we have a CEO and 9 vice president administrators to administer Rapid City Regional Hospital. I was told this morning in my telephone call there that an entry-level position for any one of those vice president jobs would require you to have a master's degree in hospital administration, not just a bachelor's degree. I would tell you that I started out in the Senate State Affairs Committee and tried to introduce legislation which would require a master's degree in hospital administration, but I didn't get too far with that. However, they did talk about a degree or extensive experience, and then when it came to the House side in the State Affairs Committee, it was changed to a degree and extensive experience. However, I don't think we're quite clear enough yet there. I would submit to you the facts that in the state of South Dakota, there are 50 general hospitals and there are 10 specialty hospitals. In fiscal year 2001, the higher education institutions of this state produced 14 Masters of Public Administration at the University of South Dakota, 2 Bachelor of Science in Health Services Administration graduates at Black Hills State University, 19 graduates with a Bachelor of Science in Health Services Administration from the University of South Dakota, 19 Masters of Science in Administrative Studies from the University of South Dakota, and 4 Masters of Business Administration graduates from the University of South Dakota. So we have 68 graduates with either a bachelor's or a master's degree in the fiscal year 2001, and we have a total of 60 hospitals in the state of South Dakota. I would therefore ask you to consider whether or not we need someone with at least a Bachelor of Science in Administration in this particular position. I think that the previous amendment by Representative Hunhoff mentions have a bachelor's degree in either mental health administration, health services administration, public administration, human services, or business administration. I guess I take issue with the human services degree. I don't think that is going to give you adequate background to run a hospital. One of the interns pulled off the internet for me the requirements for and a description of a human services degree from Dakota Wesleyan University. First off, the description of the degree says human services is an applied social and behavioral sciences program that promotes leadership and service to others. This interdisciplinary program fosters an understanding of the causes and consequences of individual and social problems and prepares students for careers in the helping professions. I don't think it says anything about how to run a hospital. And when I look at I have also here the major prerequisites and the minor prerequisites, and there are such things as introduction to human services, human service practice, dynamics of addiction, basic personal counseling, group counseling, etc. Nothing really about how to run a hospital. And I think if we're talking about a $31 million hospital, that this is
Frostfield.
That this is one of the primary attributes of this person. There is a full-time medical director at this hospital, so I don't think that the administrator needs to be totally aware of all the medical problems, although I think that there should be some experience in a mental health situation. I think also that when you say in a mental health setting, I don't think that that's very specific. I have an email sent to me by a former employee of the South Dakota Department of Human Services who says that he recommends that we put in there progressive responsible experience. And I think that I did include that in the wording, and what he's talking about is he says extensive experience as included in the present bill is too subjective. Does the applicant really have 5 or 10 years experience, or does he have 1 year experience 5 or 10 times? And I think that that's what progressively responsible experience is intended to imply in the amendment. Unfortunately, we have gotten ourselves into a particular public relations problem in regard to this position. I think that as a legislature, we need to assure that the people of the state of South Dakota feel comfortable with who we are going to select to run this hospital. I've gotten many communications from different people, family who have family members who are patients in the hospital. I've gotten a communication from Dr. Kaylin Paul, who's the director of psychiatry at the medical school, and all these people feel that we ought to do something specific and that we ought to have a well-qualified person in this position, no matter what we need to pay them in order to protect our $31 million investment. I would urge you to vote for my amendment and then the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members of the body, I also urge you to support the Van Etten Amendment. I think it does address what the concerns that most people, I have had probably more correspondence on this issue almost than anything we've had out here this year. And I think as reading Representative Van Etten's amendment here, I believe that that will cover the concerns of the folks that have contacted me. I do not believe that the Hunoff amendment would do what they were concerned about, so I would urge your support of the Van Etten amendment.
Further remarks on the Van Etten substitute motion to amend. Representative Bill Peterson.
Mr. Speaker, I would urge the body to resist the Van Etten amendment. I know he brings it in all sincerity, but I do believe that what Representative Hunoff has done is to answer the questions that this body has posed. I think her amendment is superior in that regard, and I think that anything else will probably really gum up the problems that we're having down there. And I hope you can resist the Van Etten amendment, move forward and support Representative Hunoff, and then pass this bill.
Further remarks, Representative Van Dorman.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, looking at this bill, I think we heard mentioned earlier how important these services are in all kinds of different ways. And so I hope when we look at these, we consider what we're really talking about is a job position here. And normally that job position would be handled by the administration, and I guess for some reason it's come to us to lower those qualifications. I'm real concerned that we don't do that. My understanding was that there was one applicant who was qualified. And if the problem is finding people in, why don't we instead fund this post a little bit better to attract someone in? I'm especially concerned that our amendment does not open the field to other things that we don't want in there as experience, such as just human services in general or business administration in general. So with that in mind, I hope you support this amendment.
Thank you. Further remarks on the Van Etten motion to amend. Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a comment, and I do want to go back to the amendment for Representative Van Etten and his concern for human services. I certainly will agree that that definition and what you're pointing out, but I also want to keep you in mind, when you talk human services, there is that degree, but it also talks about a specialty. When you think of human services, you think of a social worker, and within the last 10 years, a social worker has been the administrator at HSC and has done an excellent job. What I guess I would hate this to detour is that it limits those potentials, that you could have some of those other backgrounds in there. I'll use my own background. I don't apply, but for a nurse, if she just has a bachelor's degree in nursing and had extensive experience as, say, a patient care director at Human Service Center, this would not allow her to be eligible, or he eligible, for that position because they don't have their bachelor's in administration, but they have it in nursing. So I think the human services part was just an attempt to at least expand the space, because you might be excluding some capable people that don't necessarily have their bachelor's in those management areas. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on the Van Etten motion, substitute motion to amend. Hearing no further remarks, the question. Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the House of Representatives is the Van Etten substitute motion to amend marked 14JB. Those in favor of that motion to amend will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, each year the organization Experience Works selects an outstanding older worker. And the 2001 winner is with us here today. And up above the tote board up here, I would like you to recognize Walt Schramm from Winter, South Dakota, 85 years old, the Outstanding Older Worker of the Year. With him is the director, Gene Bennett. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 35, nays 33, excuse 2.
The Van Etten motion, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members present, having received a majority vote of the members present, is hereby declared passed. Apologize. Thank you for the no's from the back. And then we'll go. Thank you very much. Further remarks on the Senate Bill 14 as amended. And that would be Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, first I'd like to applaud Representative Gene Hunhoff for bringing to us first that initial amendment. I believe that the Van Etten Amendment even enhanced it and made it a better bill. I appreciate both their efforts. I would urge the members of the body to support Senate Bill 14 as amended. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 14 as amended. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives, therefore, is final passage of Senate Bill 14 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Tom Hansen and McCauley. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 8, excused 2.
Senate Bill 14, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.